from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily on a Thursday. Hope everybody is having a great day out there. Prairie Fire Coffee bringing us some great coffee each morning here at KFH. Appreciate their support of the program. This scholarship ruling, I'm trying to get a wrap on, and it's going to take a day or so. So this happened yesterday, and I missed it. But basically, the NCAA is lifting scholarship restrictions. The immediate reaction is, so the immediate reaction is this only helps the biggest schools because now all the scholarships that they couldn't give that, you know, players might choose to come to Wichita State, for example, would instead choose to go to a bigger school. Wichita State didn't have football, but let's take a lesser sport, for example. You know, I say lesser as far as like a non-revenue crazy sport like football. So let's say it's, I don't know, let's say softball, a team that's had a ton of success at Wichita State. And so Wichita State softball, who has thrived, and they just had a bunch of really nice transfers this week, by the way. Like really nice transfers come in, program that's thriving, doing great. Does, you know, do other schools getting more scholarships cost Wichita State the ability to get maybe some of those players? I would really have to talk to some coaches to see if they feel that way. The other part of that is that doesn't really change NIL, right? So is a scholarship at Oklahoma is going to be a bad example here. Trying to think of what a good example would be. Is a scholarship, Texas Tech. I think the high school softball player of the year just signed with Texas Tech out of the state of Kansas. So let's use them. And let's take Wichita State, who's a great softball program, and by most accounts, a better softball program than Texas Tech. Would you be more likely as a student athlete to go to that school because they have an extra scholarship they might not have had, or Wichita State? And I think my first reaction might be you'd probably go where the better NIL opportunity is, right? More than the scholarship itself. So I think that's something we have to think about before we go nuts on that, is so much of this right now is being decided by NIL. What gets really interesting to me is the revenue sharing part of it. So let's say, use the same example, and I don't know how the revenue share is going to go, but what if it's an SEC school that can guarantee the athlete more of a revenue share? And I don't think the revenue share extends down all the way to all sports. I think it may be something, and that, again, that's why I need more time with this. I just have to have more conversations. But if it's, you know, let's say it's football. Now, does an athlete, where an NIL opportunity might be similar, have more of an advantage to go to an SEC school because their revenue share is greater? And I, it, yeah, so there, there are so. A lot of layers to this.
It all comes down to the earning potential. It'd be like,
playing potential still matters.
Playing potential does matter, but also earning potential matters significantly.
Sure does.
Future opportunities matter. If you have a better opportunity to make it to the next level, that's going to matter. Exposure matters. There are so many different factors that play into it. If I'm a player that is maybe borderline, like will I make the NFL? Probably not. Maybe. Then I'm going to take probably the opportunity that's going to guarantee me the most amount of money. If there's no guarantee, yeah, I'm going to earn at the next level.
So here's one of the big concerns I would see is in the transfer portal. If you have players being misled more often because there are more spots, if they are promised things that can't be delivered on, basically, because there are more spots and teams just feel like they can collect as much talent as they can and lie to the kids, basically, because they now can offer them through. But here's the other thing to remember. Yeah, they could use up to that many, but let's just use round numbers. Let's say you get 50 scholarships right now for the players and you get 100. And I know it's more than that for football, but let's pretend like it is. The problem you're going to run into there is that's more players to share that revenue. So then the players make a little less. So there is a yin and a yang to this. We'll try to get to the bottom of it. Maybe we need to get somebody in here to help us explain it. But that story is out there. That's what that is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.